Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, a look at what provisions are in the governor's 2017-2019 budget that affect Milwaukee. I'll go first, J.R. There's this interesting, okay, the Volkswagen paid a huge amount of money.
Yes.
For the emissions cheating scandal. Wisconsin share is at least $42 million, it may be more than that. The governor's budget takes $26 million of that and advances it to Milwaukee County to buy new Milwaukee Transit System buses. Mm-hmm. That's the good news. The bad news is that Milwaukee County must pay $1.95 million over 10 years to partially repay that. Mm-hmm. You and I have watched legislators grab pots of money. Do you think this sticks?
Good question. For one thing, for Republicans, let's be honest. I mean, if they look at Milwaukee, the city, even if they do nice things for Milwaukee or try to help them, they're not going to get credit for it. They're not going to get votes in Milwaukee anytime soon.
Right.
So this is another pot of money, like the $20 million would go into the rainy day fund, the $35 million for UW tuition cut. I mean, there are little pots of money everywhere you can grab and redirect them somewhere else. So this might be one of those ones that goes away as well. We'll see.
Okay. Another thing, there had been $31 million to begin work on the east-west, mm-hmm. basically from Miller Park to the fairgrounds. That's gone.
Goes in north-south now.
Goes in north-south, which is 94, which is represented by, let's see, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. But I heard the governor tell TMJ Jeff Wagner that the $31 million was just a placeholder. Is it that simple?
Well, it begins preliminary work on the project. What Walker said this week, too, was that he was afraid that because there was some local disagreement about 94 east-west, you get tied up in courts, that money would just sit there. So rather than not do that, go push it over to 94 north-south and get it moving. So that's one thing to watch. He also, by the way, puts money in to keep the zoo interchange, the core, mm-hmm. on time. So
the east-west.
Yep, that'll get that rolling. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to watch politically how that plays out, because the people who are advocating north-south are saying it's not enough money to take care of anything. So what's the point?
Okay, and then finally, let's talk about the governor's budget puts $1.4 million to Milwaukee Public Schools to encourage and expand summer school attendance. Mm-hmm. Now, the dropout rate, the four-year graduation rate is only about 57-58%. So it doesn't look like a huge thing for MPS, but it enables him to tell Jeff Wagner in the same interview, we are helping MPS.
There's all kinds of little pockets of money in this budget to help Milwaukee in terms of MPS, in terms of welfare reform, trying to help people find work, you know, through job training, all those kinds of things. It's really interesting to see how he's kind of these small initiatives trying to help. The other thing is, the governor is not messing with MPS governance. Right. That was one thing that was clear from last week when we rolled out the K-12, is he's not interested in that. Now, I talked to Aberla Darling, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. In this current budget, she and Dale Kayenga had proposed this basically a program to give the county executive power to appoint somebody to oversee taking over schools. This time she's talking about doing wraparound services. Right. So you might see something in the end where you've got the governor's kind of pockets of money and then this wraparound project to try and help. But governance should be left with, because they realized without local buy-in, stuff's not going anywhere.
But any new experience with experiments with MPS is going to be added at the joint finance level, given what Representative Kayenga and Senator Darling. Okay, just finally, let's get out of it this way. When I look for members of the Milwaukee delegation to say, thank you, Governor, for getting us $26 million for new buses, I don't see it. Instead, a statement from Senator Lena Taylor, the budget has the crises Governor Walker ignored, like juvenile corrections, transportation, infrastructure, student loan debt, and redirecting the pipeline from prison to college. The chairman of the Milwaukee delegation is Representative David Crowley. One sentence. The governor must believe that nobody is going to remember that it was his previous budgets that created the damage that he is now attempting to repair. Why don't they say thank you for the $26 million?
Because there's still this reservoir of bad will from past budgets. So essentially, Dems are going, okay, the governor's making this 180 on school funding, for example, but it's still not enough. I mean, the immediate reaction to the $650 million for schools was, well, what about the $1 billion you cut? You know, and the governor obviously says, well, I gave you guys Act 10 to give you tools to offset that money, but it's still not enough for Democrats. And Republicans will tell you that they kind of question some things, because even if they do everything the governor's asked for, they're not going to win over the teachers union. They're not going to win over Milwaukee, for example, or Madison. So what's the point in some ways? Okay. Why take that hit? Why look at other ways to spend this money than what he's proposing?
The highlights of the state budget on Milwaukee. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee. Excuse me.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.